Holden. We're about ready to tip off here for the King Cove Rookies, the Nelchick Invitational's championship team. They'll be taking on another Peninsula Conference rival of Nanelchicks and CIA. Both teams, let's see, what was their final total? I think they got 40 points against the Rookies, the two teams combined. And now they're playing the Warriors here from Birchwood Christian, the Rookies will. These girls beat Nanelchick both times. They split with Cook Inlet, one up here at home, and then lost down on the Peninsula. Both in close games, so should be an interesting matchup for the girls to start out. Different floor, of course, too. Nice big floor, wide, too. We've got Nanelchick, the smaller court, by quite a bit. And Nanelchick in the corners, you lose about 3 feet of space there for shooting. And lots of times kids standing out of bounds or, you know, stepping back for a three-pointer and they step out of bounds. So here, shouldn't have that problem. The big floor, I think, will favor both the Rookies and the T-Jacks later when they take on the boys. Similar to Nanelchick, where the girls' team maybe not up to strength for the Peninsula Conference, but this is possibly a team that could sneak in as a number two team out of the Peninsula Conference at the state tournament. On the boys' side, the boys seem pretty strong. I think they're going to be a potential with Nanelchick for a possible tournament title. We'll see in that conference. As here's the tap, and it goes right to the Rookies. The shot put up on the right side, missed by Mack, and then Leilani tries one. And her rebound miss is taken by Elena for two. You know, for Birchwood, they start a couple of sophomores, although one, I think, is sitting this first time, has a bad ankle, and that's the Becker girl. The senior Becker does play. Here's a tie-up. Gets Minna. Ties up the dribble there. Kira Sullivan starts, one of the seniors for Birchwood Christian. She's joined out there, too. Faith Clark is one of the sophomores. And then they go to the Becker girl, Serena. She's a senior. And here's the drive inside by Elisheva, she's a senior also, as the two-pointer good for Elisheva. So tied at two here, just underway for the Rookies. They go with Elena Mack, Jalea, and then Sadie Newton, along with Monica Yetchminoff and Leilani Brandel. So the regular starting five out there. Here's Elena, tries one from deep in the corner on the left side. That one is missed, and the rebound comes off to Kaylin Cass. Koss, actually. Extra A there. So Koss, she's a sophomore, too. So they've got some good young girls coming up. Sophomores, a couple of freshmen, too, that we'll see some time as well. So Birchwood with the basketball, tied at two. First minute and a half here is this one rattles home, and it's Steiner again with a two-pointer. Elisheva banks it in. It rattles into the cylinder, pops back out, hits the backboard, and goes down. So this may be, other than being down 2-0, this might be the first time the Rookies are down, but not for long. Elena Mack fires from the left side. Three-pointer on the way is good for Mack. And a steal by Leilani in the press, trying to go ahead to Mack. The ball is off her hands there. Sadie actually was down there. I'm sitting at one end of the court. We'll have the girls at our end here in the second half. The bench, we're on the bench side here too. And not that my eyes are that bad, but it is a long ways down there. There's a nice pass on the baseline, well defended there by Mack, and then the pass out. Jalea a little bit long on that. I think she thought Mack was going to take off, and she didn't. Here's a steal by Yetchminoff. Over to Newton. Newton to Duarte, and Duarte misses a shot there. Went to the left hand, coming from the right side, and it was Becker think, got a piece of that one, or Sullivan, rather, got a piece of that one. There's a block shot down low by Mack. They're going to call a held ball. Nice call by the referee on that one. Goes with the held ball. So a 5-4 score here, 5:19 to go first quarter. Rookies on top by one. They've got a 3 and a 2, both from Elena Mack. There is Mack with it, gets a screen from Jalea up high. Now the kick out to Newton. Her shot misses, but Jalea right there, that shot comes off the rim. And this one by Mack won't go either. So a little cold shooting to start here for King Cove. Near steal there by Newton. Can't quite pull it off. As now deep in the corner, double team's going to come. And Newton right there tipped that pass out of there. There was no way that pass was coming to that Birchwood player. Newton had her smothered, tipped the pass easily. Leilani ends up with it. Her shot partially blocked at the other end. And Jalea will go to the line for two off the rebound putback. Putback didn't go, but she was fouled and will shoot two. So the junior Duarte steps to the line. First shot is on the way and good. Got one more coming up. And Duarte looking for the next one. This one on the way and off. As chasing it down, Birchwood Christian gets it in the backcourt. Now trying to throw over the top, pass knocked down by Mack, picked up by Newton, right back to Mack. She's got two. That's the way the fast break works. The rookie's way is this ball's going to be out of bounds. Yetchmena causes the turnover in the backcourt. Ball came into Faith Clark. She couldn't handle the pressure there. Yetchmena had her corralled. And then ends up with dribbling it off her out of bounds. So Yetchmenev gets a turnover in the backcourt. And it will be rookies basketball under their own basket. Coming up the halfway mark of the first quarter. And the rookies up 8-4 here in this one. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the rookies and Sandpoint and the T-Jacks, of course, as we, and the Sandpoint teams. As we move through this second week, last week, pretty successful week. Sandpoint kind of beat up, though, on the boys' side. Hope that everybody comes back healthy, getting a day or two off. And they'll be up tomorrow against the same Birchwood Christian team. The Lady Eagles will start at 5, and the boys will follow at 6:30, just like tonight with the rookies and T-Jack. On the inbounds play, it comes into Mack. She'll take it out, three-point area. Newton chased down the long rebound to get it back to Leilani and now to Elena. Elena trying to go on the baseline there. Good defense by the Virtual Christian girls. In fact, they get the turnover. So Mack called for foot on the line over there. Kaylin Koss, the sophomore, is here's a good double team again and now a triple team held ball. So it'll still be Birchwood basketball. That's Yetchmenev and Newton. Then joining with Leilani. These girls just play such great swarming defense. They know how to double team without fouling. And they do it so well. I mean, again, we think about the Nenelchik teams where they just played this last weekend. This is as good as the Nenelchik teams back in the day when they run five straight at state. And that was at two-way. And these girls are equal to that. Here's girls with the turnover, working it back in the forecourt. Here's Jalea, almost gets the end one, coming from the side. The foul will be called on Serena Becker over there. And at the line, Jalea for two shots again. She made one of two last time, and looks like that might be the best she can do this time. As Jalea sets up for the next shot. Duarte's shot on the way looks good. And it'll drop through, hit the front iron, but bounced up and over. Had the nice spin on it. And here's an overthrown pass. Again, the pressure in the backcourt. That was a new girl coming in is Jordan Denny, one of the sophomores. I don't know if the Becker girl, she's one that actually plays a lot of minutes for them. Probably the most minutes of their sophomores comes from Mariah Beck and Faith Clark. Clark's been out there from the start. Mariah has yet to play and may not play. So that's thinking about this team, how missing one of their key players. And here's a pick by Mack in the backcourt, but getting it back, Birchwood hustles down to the basket. They missed on the first shot, second one coming up. And this one also off as Mariah Becker did get in there at that break. There's going to be a foul called on the rookies, a reach. It's going to be on Mack. So that's the first foul on the rookies here with 3:01 to go first quarter, a 9-4 score. Rookies on top. Oh, this pass is too high. So Sadie will inbound it for him. Newton comes into Mack, and they'll bring it up court. Under 3 minutes to go first quarter. I might have said first half just a moment ago. I'm getting my game time back on here. Here's Newton. Nice shot from the left wing. Safety with the three. Pushes out to 12-4. Here's a steal. Newton gets it. Misses a shot. Leilani there. Can't get the first one. Back to Newton it goes, and Sadie gets it on the second try. Another steal. Newton saves it right to Leilani. Her shot bounces off. Rebound comes off to Birchwood, but then out of bounds. 14-4, quick couple of buckets by the rookies. And that's what they've been waiting for, waiting to pounce. Good job here bringing the ball up court there by Koss. And they get it all the way down court. Miss there. Second shot up. Third shot up. Another one. This one, Becker, too hard off the glass. Pulls down the board and a kick out. Here's Koss now. She'll try the three misses from there. And the rookies. Well, have it back. Now checking in for the rookies, Kayla Calver. Calver, the sophomore, had 24 the other day in one of the victories down in Nelchik, and here she is going for it right away from the free throw line. She's got it, too. Kayla with a nice touch there, crawled up over the rim, hit the front rim, and she got it. Here's a steal as Mack with Newton and Yetchmenov, and it's Mack taking the ball out of there. Scores as she goes all the way to the hoop, just over the half-court line. Did a double team, and Mack came in to help out. That's when the ball knocked loose. She was headed up court. Here's another steal. Yetchmenov right to Newton for two. Yetchmenov does such a great job windmilling with her arms. It's not like she's got a long wingspan or anything. She just uses them effectively. Mack knocks down this pass. Goes to Yetchmenov from Newton back to Mack. This shot will drop through. Mack gets a shooter's touch. And, boy, does she follow through so well. Here's a steal in the backcourt. Mack picks it up. Sees Newton ahead of the pack. Newton shot good. And before they can get to a timeout, Birchwood Christian looks at the scoreboard and says, wait a second, it was 14-4, wasn't it? Now 24-4 with a minute to go here in the first quarter. And that 10-point spurt in just over a minute started with Kayla Calver getting that two-pointer on their last offensive play. And then it was steal as the, well, actually it was steal and steal, five steals. That put them on top, four steals that put them on top by 10. Calver's two in the offensive zone and then four defensive gems there. And again, you think about how these girls play defense. They have got it down. There's, you show me a team this disciplined, and that's the kind of matchup they need to be playing against regularly, but all of them, all capable. I got to tell you, I got a dog named Steel. So, when I say Steel, he listens in on the radio. Of course, he gets, that's why I said all the steals in a row. And here's another one. Calvert comes up with it off the dribble, steals it away on the dribble, and gets it over to Mack, back the other way. And there's Yetchmenov running the court. Misses on the baseline shot. The steal back by Calvert. Now to Mack. Gets a screen from Calvert. She'll go inside. dumps it off to Yetchmenev on the baseline again. Over to Newton for two. Good baseline pass, Yetchmenev to Newton. And this ball knocked down as Calver in great position there. She knocked it down without seeing it. Newton gets the rebound off the miss. As Lonnie had a shot at it, Newton gets the two. So, again, two steals in a row there, turn into 4 points. Calver goes for it here, and big girl for Birchwood able to get to the hoop and get two. And that's Maddie Weiss, freshman who just got in there. But after one quarter of play, the rookies start getting it together down the last 3 minutes, 2 minutes, and they're out in front 28-6 after one. We'll be back for more here on KSDP. It's King Cove 28, Birchwood Christian 6.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians Eastboro for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Gould & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
Second quarter action coming up here, folks, and the rookies have stormed out to a 28-6 lead. Here's Newton to start the second quarter. Jeez, nothing but net on a three-pointer. Boy, she had a game there, too, in Anilchik. 21 points in the first half against the and here she is with a steal at the half court. Takes it to the hole for two. Newton just terrorizing them here. As there's Birchwood Christian in the offensive end, finally. Haven't been there very much in the last couple of minutes. Jordan Denny now out there, another one of their 10th graders. And I mentioned, too, that Becker did get out there, Mariah with a bum ankle, but she is playing. Coach said, well, I got to play everybody just to stay in the game, maybe. 33-6, though, here as we just get it started in the second quarter. It was a nice drive to the hoop. Newton already thinking about throwing pass, didn't quite get both hands on it. And out of bounds off of her. Duarte back in there to start the second quarter, along with Brandel, Yetchmenev, and Mack. Newton, as we mentioned, the first 5 points of the quarter. Here's Kate Clark trying to come over to Tyner, and Tyner misses the shot there, but gets her own rebound blocked by Mack. Now inside, the two-pointer won't go. Ball bounces around. Mack comes up with it. Good scrap by the both teams there. Birchwood Christian girls not afraid to get after it under the board there. Here's Newton's shot. Won't quite crawl over the rim there. But on the other side, Leilani gets a missed shot and puts it in. Leilani's first two in the ballgame. She's got a couple of steals to go next to her name, too. As always, good defense comes first with these rookies. 35-6 score here. 1.5 minutes gone in the second quarter. And the pass knocked down there by Mack, right to the hands of Newton. Tripped up as she goes to the hoop. Just tangled up in the feet of Jordan Denny. And so it'll be off of Newton, out of bounds, actually. No foul called. And how about Monica? Takes it off the dribble when girls are dribbling in front of her like that. She's quick enough and sharp enough to pick up the pattern, dives that hand in there, and she can knock it loose against anybody. And Yetchmenev, with the held ball, then will give it to Birchwood. Duarte out of the back to Newton. They haven't got numbers, but they got the right positions. Monica finds it on the baseline. There's the follow to Duarte. She's trailing down court, right spot, right time, and Monica, perfect pass to her. and Jalea with a nice touch. Here's Jalea, rebounds that missed shot, trying to go ahead to Mac. Pass knocked down, but Mac comes up with it. Elena shifts gears, now turns inside, not off the glass. She goes straight forward there, two-pointer from about 8 feet. Tough shot, no angle, not on the baseline, but slightly up from it. Great job there for the Birchwood Christian Grove, Kaylin Koss, and Koss comes up with a two-pointer. 39-8 now as Mac cross-court pass to Newton. Duarte at the free throw line, high post, and now Duarte slides inside as Newton comes to where she just took off and drops a pass right to Jalea for two. Nice pass by Sadie. Boy, these girls just understand the game so well. Here is the missed shot there on the runner from Kiara Sullivan. Rebound by Mac, sends it ahead on the outlet pass. They don't get that one as Duarte misses, but Monica there for the rebound. Comes back to Brandel, top side. She's got Mac. Mac pulls up three. Got it. Elena Mac. Here's the shot there by Sullivan at the other end. The board's cleared again by Duarte. Jalea taking control here in the second quarter. Here's a pass knocked down. Newton hustles back on the defensive side, make sure that layup doesn't happen. As Newton nearly takes the ball away when it came up in the air like that, the young lady, Faith Clark, for Birchwood Christian tried to bring the ball up over her head to get it away from her, and Newton nearly took it right out of her hands there. She did get rid of it, and Birchwood's still with it. Now there's going to be a foul called, and I think on Leilani. Randall does pick up the foul. And that's only two team fouls apiece now on both squads here. First foul in quite a while. We had two and one early and then nothing for quite a while. As the shot there misses for Koss. Koss will have one more. Kaylin with a two-pointer in the game, but now at the free throw line trying to convert one of two. This one gets a little iron, but Leilani with the long rebound sends it ahead to Newton, and Newton's got two. Leilani with the outlet pass. Sadie with seven in the quarter now. 46-8, 3.5 minutes ago. First half as this shot misses. Duarte saves it, gets it right out to Mac when she does, and Mac pulls up the runner a little bit long. But Newton digs out the board on the baseline. Back to Newton from Leilani. Her shot bounces, won't go. Duarte there. I think somebody got a piece of it from behind. It went sailing out of bounds. It'll be Birchwood Christian basketball, though. Now for Birchwood Christian, they're going to go back in with Mariah Becker. And Becker's joined out there as I think that was Tyner came back in, too. Yep. Elisheva Tyner has 4 points in the game for him. There's a steal. Leilani takes it away on the sideline over there. Goes ahead to Mac, and Mac's got three. 49-8. Timeout for Birchwood Christian again. 2:44 on the clock. Leilani with a pretty assist on that one. Brandel gets it ahead to Mac, and she gets the two. Man, these girls are fabulous to watch. So smooth. Just a passing machine, defensive machine out there. As Maddie is going to come in now. Newman, the one freshman on the travel squad here. The girls will be playing in Seward tomorrow against 3A team Seward. They've got a couple of seniors. Good height and, of course, good depth. But, again, it'll be a competitive game as always, but these girls should be able to roll right through them. The boys will have a similar deal there, too. I mean, that's a deep team, Seward, down there, and they got some good height. I think Jason will have a real nice matchup in there with the Spanos kid. as here's Maddie running the court and catches up to the pass. Mack threw the long pass out there, but had the extra footstep. Yeah, well, we'll be here at Birchwood Christian, though, with Sandpoint tomorrow as we take turns with the teams on broadcasting. And then King Cove will have on Wednesday. Block shot there by Mack on the defensive end, and Duarte comes up with it. Jalea has it tapped away as she started to head up court, tried to turn ahead up court. She'll go into Mack with it. 49-8 score at the 2-minute mark here of the first half. Sadie Newton. Or, excuse me, Maddie Newman in the corner, back to Mack. Misses on that one. Out of bounds, a last touch by Birchwood Christian. They go into Duarte from Newton. And Jalea's got another two-pointer. For Birchwood Christian, DeCoste now. And down on the baseline, the shot good there for Kara Sullivan. Duarte came out on her, but not quite quick enough. That was a good pass by Kiara, or by Koss to get to her. Here's Mack, misses on the shot, follows it, and scores on the second one. No one blocked her out, came right to her. She saw where it was going. And here's the shot, good. Newton with the foul. So the shot good for Sullivan, and she gets a chance for a three-point play here. Makes it 53-12. And this shot on the way won't go. Rebound to Mack. Mack has Sadie down there, and Sadie too hard off the glass, kind of rushed that shot a little bit as Sullivan got back there. She knew she was there and tried to get rid of it quick. And this ball on the line. The X-Men are covering up the pass area there beautifully. Sadie got her hands up. Pass went high. The X-Men are right there to take away any space that the offensive player could have maybe taken. The only way to go was backwards, and that was right back over the baseline. Here's Mack. Tries a three-pointer off the pass from Duarte. She can't quite collect that rebound. Now we'll go back the other way. With Birchwood Christian having the basketball. 49 seconds on the clock here. Ball knocked down. That's Clark coming into the lane there. And here's a shot. Sullivan trying it on the baseline again. Missing on that one. Got the last one like that. Mack goes behind the back, step back three coming up, and Duarte rebounds it off the rim, gets it again, puts it in the second time. Jalea with the putback. She's got 9 in the game, and here's the double dribble call on Birchwood Christian in the backcourt with no rookies around. 3 players back there, and you get rattled playing a team like this. And here's Newton, the hand back pass by Duarte, and Sadie buries the three-pointer. 58-12. Newton, or Maddie, with the near steal there. Yetchmenov comes over on the baseline, picks up the pass there. That's going to end the quarter and the first half. The rookies storm out to a 58-12 lead now. They had 28 in the first quarter. They put up 30 here in the second, and now lead by over 40 as they hold Birchwood Christian to 6 in each quarter. So we're going to check over our scoring. I really got some adding to do here, but we'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM in Sandpoint, a coverage of the King Cove Rookies and the T-Jacks coming up after this one. Tonight, Sandpoint is on tap tomorrow. Back in 60 seconds here at Birchwood Christian.
Our friends at John Golden Sons True Value Hardware in King Cove encourages parents and grandparents to read to your young children. Evidence suggests that adults who engage with their children in this way are providing the path towards academic success in the future. This reminder brought to you courtesy of John Golden Sons in King Cove, where they say our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way. Every parent wants their child to be kind, and as the Newton family in King Cove knows, reading to your children can help them do just that. Evidence suggests reading books with children helps to develop empathy. When a child can put themselves into the story, it helps them to develop empathy for others. This community reminder is brought to you courtesy of the Newton family, wishing the best for listeners in the months to come.
Halftime here at Birchwood Christian, as the rookies have ran away from the girls from Birchwood Christian here, and they're not hiding. They're ever present all the time. They have, in the second quarter there, they really took care of business. Well, it started with about 2 minutes left in the first quarter, where they just pounced on the girls in the backcourt on the press. And they had a 10-point spurt there, went from 14 to 4 to 24 to 4 instantly, and then ended up 28-6 at the quarter break. But that was a ball game right there, that 10-point spurt. Kayla Culver had just come in. She got a 2-pointer in the offensive set. Just had come in the game, and they were on the defensive side. They came back up court. She set up at the high post. I think it was Mack or Newton that got her the basketball and then started to, you know, head down to set up, and she had an open look, so take the shot. She did, scored it. Then the Birchwood Christian, trying to take it inbounds, turned it over. It was Newton, Mack, Brandel, Yetchmanov, you name it, they just knocked it down. Kayla had another steal in there too as well. And in about a minute, there was those 10 straight points, and that was ball game right there for all intents and purposes. Birchwood girls at that point were pretty much flummoxed and said, gee, they're as good as we heard they would. I didn't know it was going to be like this. But that's the way they play, and it's a great ball game, great way to do it. The girls, scoring-wise, it never really matters for them who scored the points, because they all do so many things so well. Maddie Newman getting some minutes in there, as well as Kayla Culver. Culver picked up the 2-pointers, we said, at the start of that run. Maddie playing in the second quarter, and Kayla in the first. Leilani Brandel had 2 also, and then with double-figure scoring, Jalea Duarte ended up with 10 in that first half. 20-point scoring for Elena Mack and Sadie Newton. I got 21 for Elena and 23 for Mack, as Mack hit 3 3-pointers, as has Newton. But Newton was the beneficiary of about 3 of those steals, I think it was, or at least the bucket off the steal. And just tremendous job by Coach Gary Lamar's rookies here, as they jump all over Birchwood Christian here early. The score at the half, 58-12 for Birchwood. They had 4 points apiece from 2 of their seniors, Ella Sheva Tyner and Kiara Sullivan. Now with 2 points apiece, 9th grader and a 10th grader is Maddie Busey and Kaylin Cox with the other 2. Well, we're going to be back in 5 minutes. We got second half action coming your way, and all of it right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Back in room.
Action as rookies go up against Birchwood Christian. Carl Pulliam has the play-by-play.
Thank you, Holden. The girls on defense here to start the second half, as Birchwood Christian will put it into play. And here comes that swarming defense, double teamed by Duarte and Yetchmanov, nearly creates a turnover, creates a tough shot, and that ball's going out of bounds. Back to the rookies it goes. Rookies actually got the ball to start. I was just making up the halftime score here at the Facebook page, Small Schools Broadcasting, as here's Mack driving down the lane. Nobody picks her up, and Mack with an easy 2 Makes it 60-12. So for the rookies, this game again, one of those ones where you have the opportunities to work, to get that smooth machine working. And here's Mac from Newton for two. Mac on a nice fading 5-6 footer off the right baseline. Newton with the perfect delivery. And Birchwood Christian back the other way. I like this Birchwood Christian team, though. They've got some good depth, good hustle, and the skill level is pretty good for these girls all the way around. They could put five players on the court here to match up with most teams. I wouldn't be surprised to see these girls make a run at the Peninsula Conference and maybe get that state tournament, too, as the number two team. Here's a shot missing out there by Brandle, but rebound by Newton. Back to Leilani. Sees Mack come into the lane, gets her the ball. Nobody, or no shot there, and 3 seconds in the key is, Mac couldn't get a shot off. Duarte waiting for the rebound, and when Mac couldn't, she passed to Jalea, who had been in there a bit too long already, or was right on the edge, and so that, turnover, and it could have been on Mac too. They were both in the key, but, nevertheless, good defense, and that's what I like about this Birchwood team. They played some pretty good defense, despite the score at 62-12. There's a double team in the corner. Comes out to Koss there, and the sophomore, Kalen, doesn't get it. But the another sophomore over there, that was the Becker girl, Mariah, does get it on the putback. 2 points for Becker, her first in the game. She's the one that had the bum ankle, but playing. And here's Mack. The shot misses there, and the rebound comes up, poked away by Newton as Elisheva Tyner with the rebound there. Now here comes Faith Clark, another one of their talented sophomores. They've got three to play and a freshman out there, too. Here's this shot misses. Newton's going to chase down the rebound way back about half court. Slips it off to Mack. Mack all the way to the hoop. Boy, she loves to run, that girl. Elena sprints in from half court on about two dribbles and then lays it up softly. And Duarte with the easy jump ball. Kaylin Koss dribbles right into Duarte, and she just grabs hold. Possession arrow belongs to Birchwood Christian. 64-14 score here. Here's Koss, has her shot partially blocked, but follows for her own rebound. Misses on that. Mack got the block, and then Leilani over there battles for the board. It'll stay Birchwood basketball. 5:02 to go here in the third quarter as it comes in to Faith Clark. Clark brings it around up top. Ball knocked down by Mack. Picked up by Newton. Back to Mack. Mack has one to beat. Goes behind her back trying to clear to the lane, but can't get there. Duarte on the rebound off the miss by Monica, who was in the lane. Got the pass from Newton. Or from Mack, as here's Mack again. We'll try it from the outside. No, Newton rebound put back as she falls away. Newton with two. Keeps the ball high up when she gets that rebound and just slipped it up over the front rim. Got the two-pointer. 66-14, 4.5 minutes to go here as Birchwood working against that defense again. And here's the shot out there by Koss. Misses on that one. Rebound punched out. Mack gets it. Mack three-pointer from the right wing. Good for Elena. Elena had 50, I think, one of the games in Nanilchik. And the girls scored 100 against Nanilchik. 69-14. There's going to be a hold on Monica Yetchmenov. She likes to use those arms to knock down the pass, and sometimes, though, girl gets by like that or starts to get by. Newton comes over to tie up on the double team. Leilani with good defense on Clark, and then here came Newton to tie her up. In fact, Clark says, "Coach, I got to have a breather here." Here's Mack with give and go to Duarte out top. They get a ball, the ball back to Leilani. Her shot doesn't go, and Cox with the rebound, though, but tipped away by Monica, then held by Leilani, and another held ball. No chance on these loose balls. You have got to control, and you've got to move the ball with a pass. You start dribbling around these girls too many times, and they're going to be all over it. They go to the basketball. Here's Leilani near steal. There is Newton defending from the inside, and Leilani coming over to help out. Underneath, there's the shot. Foul is going to be on Duarte. With a slight push, Serena Becker will go to the line for two shots. First foul, I think, on Jalea. And there have been just a handful of fouls, really. Timeout for the rookies, a short one here. With that short timeout, too, we'll remind you all the great sponsors, too, that help bring you not only tonight's ball game, but the whole road trip. And you can sponsor any of the programming for KSDP, too, all season long. Give them a call. Stop in at the website. Stop in at the office. Lots of ways to make contact with the fellows down there and be a part of the KSDP team, too. KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Rookie's foul was on Duarte, so Jalea picks up her first, team's third here in the second half. And at the line will be Serena Becker with two shots. Serena, the senior of the two Beckers, Mariah, a sophomore. Both of them regular starters. Actually, that was a one-on-one. It wasn't on the shot. My mistake. So, one but no bonus. Here's a shot by Newton from the outside. That one misses. Long rebound right to Mack. She'll step back for a three on the left side. Out on the wing there, and she's good for gold there. 72-14 score. 2:53 on the clock. Here's Koss tries one. Rebound comes off. Good battle inside, but Duarte's got it ahead. Outlet pass to Newton. Right on target. Newton steps it up for two off the right side there. 2:35 to go here is in the third quarter. There's a shot by Koss again. She's getting open looks, Kaylin is, but just got to work on that shot. Here's a steal by Leilani all the way to the hoop. And foul as she goes up. Foul's going to be on Jordan Denny. So sophomore fouls the sophomore. Leilani goes to the line for two here. Leilani with the steal in the passing lane there. And then took it up court on the dribble. Denny caught up to her about the time she was shooting, and so Brandel, the sophomore for the rookies here, the one sophomore starter, they have the one senior starter, and then they have the three juniors, Mack, Duarte, and Newton. Senior starter, Yetchmenov, and sophomore starter, Brandel. And Brandel misses both of them, and Duarte with the rebound. Now the ball tipped as she tried to go out to Monica. Here's Koss with it, takes it to the hoop for two. So Kaylin Koss with a two-pointer. And here's Mack with it to Newton, to Duarte, right side. Now they work at the weak side. Here's Yetchmenov, took off too soon. Saw that one coming from over here. When she got that pass, she thought about three-pointer, and then the next thought was, no, I'm going to drive inside because I'll get another open look or I'll get a teammate open. Good post up down low. Mack, good defense though on it. And the rebound, Duarte to Mack to Yetchmenov, and Yetchmenov to Brandel. Beautiful fast break. Oh, man. You got to see it to believe it. Brandel with the two-pointer. Yetchmenov on the third pass after the rebound. Right to her in transition perfectly. Here's the outlet pass from Mack. Got Brandel ahead of the pack and tipped away by Koss. Excellent job by Koss to hustle back there. Knock that ball away. That's what I like about the Birchwood team here. You know, this for the rookies, they're seeing a team they might see at State again. There's Sadie Newton sets up in the corner. And, of course, they probably don't want to see him again, but the idea is that these girls playing real well. What we saw down at Nanilchik Invitational, I'd say that they certainly have the capabilities of beating either Nanilchik or CIA as they continue here to get better. Here's Mack, gets a rebound off the miss by Birchwood, goes to Newton, trying to go into Duarte. Now Mack got it up front and brings it down on a couple of dribbles right down the lane and gets two. Delano with 12 in the quarter here, 33 in the game. Ooh, nice double team there. Almost got the travel call. Newton came over to help out Duarte, and they double teamed that basketball. Here's a putback and good for Sullivan. Kiara, though, stays with it. These girls don't give up easy either as far as, like, they'll stay after it. So the Lady Warriors from Birchwood doing a good job staying with it. Here's Sullivan, stays with it as Mack knocked it up in the air and nearly got a hold of it. Now it goes down to Faith Clark, and Clark has two. Ooh, almost Mack from three-quarter court. 81-20, folks, after three quarters of play. It's been all rookies all the way here. And we're going to be back for the fourth and final quarter. It'll be a running clock coming up. We'll be running two right back here in 60 seconds.
Fast corner coming your way as the rookies are, again, just making quick work of their opponents this season. Really primed, and with three juniors, one sophomore and one senior on the floor, it's hard to imagine what it's going to be like next year. Hoping for some back-to-back state championships is what I'm hoping for, but we'll see. We do have more basketball coming your way tomorrow, so don't go anywhere. We're going to have the Sandpoint Lady Eagles and the Sandpoint Boys here at Birchwood, so we'll see how they fare against Birchwood Christian. And then Wednesday, we're going to have King Cove play once again. So we have King Cove today, Sandpoint tomorrow, King Cove Wednesday, and then Crawley Classic. I'd say one of the premier tournaments for small school basketball in the state of Alaska coming up this Thursday all the way through the weekend, and that will be the end of the road trip, so can't wait for that. All right, time to go back live for fourth quarter action as King Cove wraps this one up. The rookies are up in the 80s to about 14.
Thank you there, Austin. As the rookies do start off the fourth quarter with a basketball, but they get a foul called on that the illegal screen thing. And Kayla Calver starting the fourth quarter along with Maddie Newman, Bethany Brandle, Elena Mack out there, and Kuzikin has checked in. Raida also. As there's a steal, Raida's got it. She'll take it to the hoop. Got bumped there, but contact made, but no foul called. And back the other way comes the Birchwood Christian. And here's the shot blocked from behind by Brandle, and Calver goes to the floor with the Birchwood girl, too, as she's going to hold the ball. Yeah. Okay, she's going to go to the bench there. Quickly back in off the bench then for Birchwood Christian will be Maddie Boose. Oh, this ball off the hands there of Birchwood Christian. They haven't had a lot of unforced errors like that. You know, I mean, that's one of the things. They've handled the ball pretty well. Don't have a lot of silly turnovers. I don't mean that's a silly one, but just one that's unforced. Here's Mack tries a three-pointer from the outside. Maddie's going for the save, but can't get up in the air to try to get that one pushed back in. As an 81-20 score here after three quarters, we're still at that with a minute gone. Bethany pokes it away as coming across the timeline was Mariah Becker for Birchwood Christian. And Brandle doing what rookies do, play good defense. Here's Becker, gets a chance at a shot there, misses. Rebound comes off into the hands of Maddie. Maddie to Mac. Mac doesn't get it. Calver's right there. Calver ends up with it on the floor. Wouldn't give it up to Raida as Kuzikin tried to grab the ball from her. And the old ball, Kuzikin and Calver. Tell you what, there's going to be two rookies on the ball all the time. And here's a steal. Mac. Calver, good defense, and Mac takes it away all the way to the hoop for two, as that's the first points here in the fourth quarter. 83-20, the running clock, as we said, 2 minutes gone now. And this ball almost kicks. Bethany picks it up ahead to Maddie Newman. Got it. Maddie Newman with a two-pointer. Bethany with a steal at half court. Flipped it ahead to Maddie just enough to give her the extra step on the defender, and she took it to the hole. It was a nice move inside there by Birchwood's Serena Becker. Can't get the shot to drop, but out of bounds, it'll still be Birchwood basketball. Mariah Becker checks out now for Kiara Sullivan. And back in play, Sullivan from the outside. That's one of the first three-point tries, I think, if not their first. Their team likes to get inside, too, and you need to have a three-point shot nowadays, too, but they do fine with what they're doing. As here's Mac, says, see, girls, it's like this. You got to have this three-point shot. As Mac comes up, nobody picks her up. So Elena, with the best of both worlds there, says, well, I'm open, and I'm a good shooter. Why not? 88-20. 4:50 to go here in the fourth quarter here as the clock continues to run. And the rookies putting on a basketball show for everybody watching here, too. Here's Mac once again. In the lane, a couple of dribbles, frees herself, and pops it from there. Be a foul called on Elena.
No foul.
Mac's second, team's fifth here in the second half. One on Birchwood Christian. Oh, block shot there by Mac on Kiara Kias as ball comes back to Sullivan. Kiara, it was Kaylin Kias, Kiara Sullivan. And now this pass goes towards half court, trying to save it was Faith Clark, but it'll be in the back court. And so rookies basketball. 90-20 score here. Selena's got it. Pulls up. Two-pointer. And Kuzikin saves the rebound. Trying to go back to Calver with it, I think, but a lot on it. Calver's going to end up getting the ball from behind. Maddie comes up with it. Calver's got it. No, now Kaylin has it and throws it away right to Mac. She's got Kuzikin down one side, and she dumps it off to her, and Raida misses a shot there, and then ties up the rebounder. So Raida missed the shot, but tied up Serena Becker, who did get the rebound, and Maddie will inbound it for the rookies. Comes into Raida, and from behind. Ball knocked out, last touch by Birchwood, so Maddie will inbound. Newman has Mac out there in the corner, right back to Maddie, under the basket, can't do anything with it except back to Mac, and that's not a bad idea. Mac shot bounced around, won't go. Maddie there for the putback. That misses. Calver gets it. Calver over to Kuzikin, 2 points in there, even inside. Kayla Calver sees a teammate open and gets it to her, and Kuzikin gets a two-pointer. Oh, yeah. There's going to be Newman with a foul on the shot there by Faith Clark, I believe. Foul's going to be on Kuzikin instead. Raida picks up her first. 2:11 to go, and at the line, Faith Clark for two shots. 92-20 score here as Clark rattles one in. Got one more coming up. And now in for Birchwood Christian. Paige Elkins checking in for Birchwood. And then also coming in Elisheva Tyner, one of their seniors. Paige is one of the freshmen, so Elkins gets in there. Nathalie again, Clark has one more. She's got three in the game, and it'll stay three as she misses on the second one. Mack with the rebound, ahead to Calvo. She's got Kuzikin down low. First shot is off as Rita got the backboard, but just didn't get that one to drop in. Bethany stays in front of the dribble and count the basket, though. Ooh, might have been on Kuzikin then, but I think it was Bethany actually up front. Bethany does get the foul call. Bethany staying in front of her, but picks up the foul, and a good bank shot there off the glass and in for Sullivan. And here's the three-point play try. Doesn't get it. Gets the field goal only as Mack trying to throw ahead to Kuzikin. The ball never made it through the defense of Birchwood, and they get it. The outlet down low, they can't convert on the two-on-one. Kuzikin at the other end will from Mack as Mack throws a long pass, and Rita knows what to do. Turns and puts it in off the glass, 94-23. Down to the last 20 seconds here in this one as the clock winding down quickly in this fourth quarter with these leads. The rookies take care of business, and they keep playing hard, though. That's what's great about it, no matter who's on the court. It does not matter, and this is a sign of a real championship-style play and team. These girls can do it this year, I think, and maybe next, too. Here's the buzzer as they don't even get the ball to go inbound. Time winds down. The final, 94-23 in favor of King Cove. Just a fun group to watch. And Birchwood Christian, I got to tell you, that's the best game. That's the best team I've seen play against them right now is this group here. So Birchwood, nothing to be ashamed of. They just played a very good ball team. That's all there is to it. For the boys, they'll be up next. We'll find out about that, but time-wise. But first, we're going to send it back to KSDP Studios. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the road trip here for the King Cove teams and the Sandpoint teams. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our post-game stats here. The rookies win it, 94-23 the final.
And we're coming back with halftime stats.
It's been another complete game victory here for this rookie team. They are just solid in so many ways. And it doesn't matter who's on the court, really, the same style of play, looking for the open girl, outlet pass, tough defense, don't dribble unless you have to. You know, it just, it's a pleasure to watch. You're just such a smooth group. For Birchwood Christian, though, this is a good girls team, competitive, definitely, with what we've seen so far this year. And actually, got Tri-Valley Warriors coming up, in that Crowley Classic later this week. They're a state, contender too, again, as they have been the last couple of years. The rookies will have them, I think, on Friday. But looking at this game here, this is a good Birchwood Christian team, and they just got whooped again. You know, here the score 94-23, but they were playing with the rookies. They have the defensive skills. They don't have any real outside shooters that we saw, but. They moved the ball well. The turnovers were forced by the good defense of the rookies. The rookies had to extend themselves to do what they did. And still, they ended up with a 70-point victory. You know, just who do you match up with here? And so expect these Birchwood girls to go away. I don't want them to hang their heads. They did really well against this rookies crew. Kiara Sullivan, the senior, led the way with 8 points, and they had the 4 point apiece from Kaylin Costa, sophomore, and fellow senior, Kiara's, Elisheva Tyner, with 4. A couple other players getting in the scoring column there in the first half, or in the second half, rather. Faith Clark with 3, 2 for Mariah Becker, and 2 for freshman Maddie Weiss. On the other side, and again, it doesn't matter who scores for this, this team. Look at, this is, I think, the second game where I've seen Monica Yetchmenov not even score a point, but she did so many things out there. but she didn't score a point. Doesn't matter. Can she? Oh, yeah. But if she's the one in the right spot at the right time when that pass comes, yeah, that's her. But she was the starter of a lot of these fast breaks and steals and things like that. And so Yetchmenov goes scoreless, but they win 94-23. And she's their one senior, and she has the ability certainly to score, but doesn't need to. They just are so smooth, so much fun to watch. Everybody else scoring, Bethany Branel did not score either, but she had a steal and pitched ahead to Reid, I think it was, who got the two-pointer, or to Mac, I forget, might have been Mac on that one. But, again, Branel, senior, she doesn't need to score either, but to play minutes in this on this ball club, if you play defense first, you got it made. So scoring-wise, Kayla Calvert, she had two, Maddie Newman with two, and then with four apiece, Leilani Brandl and Rita Kuzikin. Then leading the way, double-figure scoring, Jalea Duarte with 10. She got all those in the first half. And then the two that scored the majority of the points, Sadie Newton and Elena Mack. Newton had 32, 23 in the first half. Mack had 40, 21 in the first half. So they just continued in that second half, putting together another, 28 points between the two of them. And you think about that fourth quarter, it was a running clock, 13 points in the fourth quarter. The other quarters, 28, 30, 23. And in the fourth, only 13, but it only lasted half as much as the other quarters. So that's why 13-3 fourth quarter, as Birchwood only put in 3 points in that quarter as well. Well, once again, the complete game, you've seen it all, and hopefully you've heard it all, and hopefully I've made a picture out of it. These girls are fantastic, folks, and just fun to watch, too. That is basketball at its best. The King Cove Rookies, winners 94-23 over a good Birchwood Christian team. We'll be back with the boys' game. Looks like we're 19 minutes away. They'll probably have the lineups and things, too, so it might be a little bit more for the tip-off, but basically about 19 minutes we should be back with the boys as the T-Jacks will take on the Warriors from Birchwood Christian. Coming
Thanks,
up here,
Carl. We'll wait for your call back in a few minutes.